More, we got a lot of great wrestling left out of him, so.
Well, we've got, Chad, a pretty big footprint. I don't know if you're aware of it, but 96.7 KIC is generally a classic country music station, and they got this big stomping footprint. It goes almost to the Mississippi River, almost to Kirksville, Missouri, clear up north of Des Moines. So we got a lot of people that just listen for our wrestling broadcast, and some of them included are South Tama County. That's Tama Toledo. They've got Colton Vest out there competing for the 7th place points against Mitchell Swank from Crescent Orient Maxburg, and they're all knotted up there in the first period, 2-2. Also, Prairie City Monroe, 3rd place medal points at Class 2A, 138 pounds. He's having trouble with South Tama County's Tanner Probosco. Probosco leads that one 7-0, so we will keep you guys posted on those results. Folks that are listening in on 96.7 KIIC and the live stream, you can get it out there in California on KIICradio.com.
That's great to know, actually, because I'll definitely start looking into that. And I can tell you that I've heard a lot of great things about the radio station and just how good of a job that you do in following all of the kids down in southern Iowa. And that's how everybody seems to check in and see how things are going.
We're strictly amateurs.
Hey, Joe, I gotta get
well,
it down here.
Kind of interesting. We've had people text in, but we've had people from New York, people from Florida.
Here we got Caden in the tunnel.
Yeah, guys, we got to get to him. We got television stations wanting to get to him as well. He's a pretty popular guy right at the moment, the GMP wireless mic. Caden, third place finish at state, man. Congratulations. What a job today. It's got to feel pretty good right now to be Caden Kozarich.
I was pretty disappointed in myself for not making it to the finals. I mean, I worked hard all season for that, and it was hard to bounce back, but I knew I owed it to my team and coaches to come back and do the best I could do.
Well, that's a heck of a way to look at it. How much did the coaches talk to you last night about getting yourself mentally prepared to bounce back and go for third place, not only for yourself but for the team? Was that discussed last night after the match?
Yeah, after the match, I was just really, really upset with myself. And they just said, like, I owe it to myself. I've worked hard all season. Might as well come back and get the best I could do.
Well, you're going out a winner on the season, a third-place finish. I know you had your heart set on the finals, but, man, third place in the state of Iowa is pretty darn impressive. You got a couple of years left. Also, I know you're making everybody proud in Centerville, including your match is called here on KIIC by Chad Zapital, who's going into Hall of Fame tonight, a two-time state champ from Centerville, four-time All-American at the University of Iowa, called your match, and I know he's beaming up there right now with pride for you. Do you fully realize just how proud your community is of you?
Yeah, I realize that. I'm pretty happy, but I'd be a lot happier if I was wrestling for them in the finals tonight.
Well, we wouldn't expect it any other way. We know you want the best of yourself, but, man, great job. Congratulations on a third-place finish. And we know next year you're going to be at the top of that stand. Guys, it's difficult to think that somebody that got third in state would be disappointed, but that's the mentality of this young man. He came here with a mission in mind, but you got to admire the way he bounced back and got third place today. Back to you guys.
All right, we got a couple good matches, Chad, down here on mat four. This is Wes Cummings from PCM. He was undefeated coming into the championships, and in his quarterfinal match, he somehow got pinned in exactly the track wrestling called it 6 minutes. But he's a hammer down here. He's pinned everybody in the tournament except for the guy that pinned him in the quarterfinals. So he's a 160-pound hammer, and look forward to seeing him compete out here and work for the Prairie City Monroe Mustangs here at Wells Fargo Arena. These are third place points going to be awarded to either Wes Cummings from PCM or Tate Batani from Ballard.
So, hey, Joe, as you get set to cover that match, I do have Coach Matt Johnson here with his Reds. Got a third place finish out of Caden Kozarich. He's excited but disappointed at the same time, but I know you're awful proud of him.
Oh, so proud. Like I said, you know, losing that semifinals last night, he was crushed. He was absolutely crushed. And we talked a little bit about, you know, we need to reset. Now our goal is to win the backside. And I can't be more proud of Caden for doing that. I told him right after his match, you know, very, very proud to be able to come back when your goal is to win it all and it doesn't happen. It hurts. But then to be able to regroup and come back and win two tough matches against very, very good opponents, couldn't be more proud.
Just a few short years ago, there were only 7 kids out for high school wrestling in Centerville. Now you're going to have 3 kids finish either 1, 2, or 3 at the state tournament. That's going to make you feel pretty good.
It does. It makes us feel good. And, you know, it's like in any sport, when you have really good, when you have good athletes, it makes things a lot easier. And, you know, Matthew, and Caden and Nathaniel, they have really put in so much work. And, you know, Tiger making it up to state, he's put in so much work. You know, they're the ones that have earned it, and I'm glad I've been able to be there with them to kind of help them along the way. But they're definitely the ones that put in the work, and, you know, they've had, we say there's a lot of responsibility in this sport for our kids, and they've definitely taken the responsibility and stepped it up.
All right, Coach Matt Johnson, thanks so much. Good luck tonight. Congrats on Caden, and we know we got two big ones coming up tonight. We are on the GMP wireless mic down here on KIIC Radio. Russ Oker, let's go back to the booth.
Hey, great job in the tunnel there, Russ, and I don't know where you were standing, but that was perfect reception. Great job on that GNP wireless mic.
And I need to tell Russ, his pizza, an hour and a half later, finally made it up here to the booth.
Hey, next time we order something, we're going to get the girl that brings it up. I talked to her earlier. We're going to interview her because she has been working here for a long time, and she's done what she's doing for us, bringing us pizza for Rock and Roll Stars when they have their show here. And I think that's going to be a great interview, and we'll try to bring it to you here this afternoon before we get off the air. We'll have the pizza girl up here talking about what it was like to give Ozzy Osbourne his M&Ms or whatever he likes.
Hey, Coach Cochran could tell you guys, he's known me for a long time.
Yeah, that we have Bacon Fest here later today, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey guys, the Pepsi's more important to me than
Chad,
the pizza. Cochran can tell you that.
The Pepsi's more important than what, Russ?
Than the pizza. Cochran will tell you, I'd rather have the Pepsi than the pizza. I hope it's up there.
Oh, very good. Hey, Wes Cummings is in a dogfight down here. He's against Tate Batani at 160 pounds, going for third place points. It's 2-4 right now. Cummings is trailing, and he's trying to come out of the bottom in the second period and getting a tough ride on him here. Tate Batani at 160 pounds, and Batani trying to work a tilt, and they're going to give him back points. He rolls off the mat, and it's going to be a two-point near fall for Tate Batani. Makes the score 6-2, and a couple of good wrestlers down here on mat number four.
You know, you were talking about his last quarterfinal match and getting beaten. You know, that's one thing about wrestling. You can't ever count anybody out. It's regardless of what the score is, until that final whistle blows, anything can happen. So it's important to always keep wrestling all the way to the end.
What was the biggest come from behind win closest to the end of the time that you ever had, Chad?
I definitely had some in high school and college. Both, I had some, you know, scores at the very end of the third period to put things into overtime and end up being able to win some matches. And you know, those are always exciting matches. I don't really like to win anything that way, but as long as you can come out with a win at the end, it definitely makes for some exciting wrestling.
We had Tom and Terry Brands up here one time for an interview, and Coach Kevin Cochran, when we had the Brands boys up here interviewing, you got them speechless when you mentioned Chad Zapital.
Well, you know, in my finals matches in high school, I got beat by Tom Brands, I was able to beat Terry Brands, and then I was able to beat Kent Stryker, all of which we were teammates in college at the University of Iowa. We had such an incredible, strong team that during that time, they all became my teammates later in life, and that was quite a wrestling room that we had there.
Who's the toughest guy that you ever had at the University of Iowa to practice with? Who was the...
Oh, definitely the Brands were just, they were so intense, you know, that they were two of the toughest kids in the room, period. And they, no matter what weight it was, they were just, they had a lot of intensity, as you can still see in their coaching today.
And they're doing a good job over there at the University of Iowa, and we're seeing a little bit of a renaissance for the Iowa State team. They've had a little bit of a downward spiral ever since Coach Harold Nichols was coaching them for their national championship. I believe they bookended the University of Iowa's 9 in a row. You guys had a 9 in a row run, and Iowa State bookended it, and 11 years in a row the national champion came from Iowa.
You know, I think that hopefully that with Dresser being up there, he's going to do some real good things with that program. I think, you know, he's had some great successes as a coach. He's a very hard worker. I think he's surrounded himself with some people that have that same philosophy, and I cannot think that there's going to be anything but great things coming out of that program, and I think that's incredible for the sport to see that, you know, back to interstate rivalry between Iowa and Iowa State.
Do you know Kevin Dresser very well?
Well, he was older than me, but I've been around him enough to know him pretty well. I know he's a tough competitor, and I know he's a great coach, so that's why I think they're going to do some great things.
He's got a reputation of being kind of a crazy man, and I think that might be what Iowa State University needs.
I think all wrestlers have that a little bit.
All right. Hey, Wes Cummings is winding down through the final period of his match. He trails 8-4, but he's covering his opponent, Tate Battanian from Ballard, trying to turn him over. He gets the back points. We've also got out on the mat for South Tim County, Dalton Rosenberg, in his 7th place points. He's trailing Evan Razunk from New Hampton, and that score is 7-2. So a couple of uphill climbs here in these medal matches for our Southern Iowa wrestlers. Wes Cummings down 8-4. Dalton Rosenberg now with a big move. He only trails by one. It's 6-7, and that is in the second period. So that could be a pretty good match there. A big 5-point move for Dalton Rosenberg, South Damon County. We don't hear you, so you might use that microphone there. Listen through your ears and talk through that mic, maybe.
Okay.
There you are.
Better.
Yeah.
No, just going through, you talked about the guys that you won. Now, I was trying to think back to your freshman year when you qualified. I couldn't remember. Was it? Did you get beat by Tom Brands as a freshman?
Sophomore in the finals.
I know, but so who'd you lose to your freshman year?
You know what? I don't think I could probably tell you exactly what his name was, but it wasn't Tom. I wrestled Tom as a sophomore, and my freshman year I qualified for state, and I tell you, I remember walking into Vets for that very first time, and it's a neat feeling, and it's an awesome feeling, but it's also. When you hadn't been in any place that big ever in your life at that point in time, it kind of makes you get a little bit nervous as to what all is ahead of you. But I had some good wrestling that year. I didn't end up placing anywhere, but it was a good experience, and I think it kind of allowed me to gain some, you know, experience and knowledge and be just stronger the next year. So,
folks, if you're just tuning in on 96.7, this is the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We are on the Class 2A medal matches, and we are honored to be joined by 2018 Iowa Wrestling Hall of Fame inductee Chad Zapital, Centerville native, and he is with us here in the broadcast booth, the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth, and we're so proud to be bringing these live wrestling coverages. And Chad, you talked about going to Vets for the first time. I'm assuming that you went to grade school in Mystic, and then the when did you start going to Centerville, and when did you decide you wanted to wrestle?
I went to grade school in Mystic, Iowa, and then starting in fourth grade, we got bused into Centerville. Mystic only has about 500 or 600 people in the town, so after third grade, we went on to Centerville. I started kind of doing a little bit of the peewee wrestling, but maybe not as early as some of the kids do today. In fact, throughout elementary school, I kind of played a little bit of every sport. I played baseball, basketball, wrestling, did everything. But once I got into junior high, I basically just concentrated on wrestling. I still played football throughout high school. Played a little bit of baseball up into high school, but I was pretty much realized that I really liked the sport of wrestling, and I did a lot of summer wrestling throughout my career after that time. So,
well, that's a great story, and I think that's a story that can be told to some of these dads that are trying to vicariously live their lives through their kids. Well, you don't need to start them out when they're 3 years old on the mat.
You know, I don't necessarily think that's good. You see a lot of kids get a little bit burnt out. I mean, to introduce them to it, I think, is always great. But, you know, some of these kids I see going in and get 50, 60, 70 matches when they're real little. I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily necessary to, for a kid to have a great career. Just because you have to have them being able to, they got to be having fun out there. This is a tough sport. It really will grind on you. And I think that's one thing that's great about it. But at the same time, you got to be having some fun out there.
Absolutely. And speaking of having fun, Dalton Rosenberg from South Tama County, he's having fun. He has outscored his opponent, Evan Razonke, by the score of 14-1 in the last 2.5 minutes. He's in the third period with an 8-point lead. He went from down 7-1 to now it's 7-2 to now it's 16-8. And it looks like he'll get 7th place points for his South Tama County squad. Cummings from PCM, he ran into a buzzsaw. Tate Battani gets the 8-4 win, so it'll be 4th place points for PCM at 160 pounds. And a great season for Wes Cummings. Congratulations to him and his Mustang teammates.
Well, I'd say that, Chad, you did make the right choice by choosing wrestling. I don't know, people can't see you as we're here on the radio, but I don't think basketball was in your realm of sports, just like me and Joe Sinclair, you know. We almost have to stand on our toes to get to 5'8".
Yeah, you know, if all three of us got on each other's shoulders, we might be able to dunk a basketball. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
I actually was the shortest. Larry Sampson went to high school with me, and he was the shortest kid that could dunk. He was a couple inches shorter than me. But the practice gym, they had these baskets right on the walls. And if you ran in your wrestling shoes, they had really good traction. You could just climb the wall with your wrestling shoes. And if you got a good run out, you could dunk it. And I was a one-hand dunker. I couldn't do two hands, but I could dunk with one.
Now, do they allow you to do that during the games in basketball?
They got that basket too far away from the wall for that.
Hey, Joe, I played basketball in the streets of Mystic once or twice with both of these guys. And they've got a way of bringing you down to their size. Not only do they not dunk, they also don't know what a foul is. The first time I called a foul, they looked at me like I was speaking French. They figure when the ambulance comes, then somebody got fouled. That's the way they play basketball, these two.
Cochran told me his claim to fame in high school is that he was the best basketball player on the wrestling squad.
Isn't saying that much.
No, probably not.
Oh, man, we are so honored here on 96.7 to have Chad Zappel, 2018 Hall of Fame inductee, up here in the broadcast booth with us. And we'll talk a little bit about the official that's going into the Hall of Fame. And did you know him growing up? Was
absolutely.
He part of the...
Absolutely. He was part of the same time frame that when Kevin and I were there. He was a great wrestler as well, and know him very well. And honestly, I'm incredibly honored to be able to have a couple other Centerville people going to the Hall of Fame with me. And that was really nice to see for Troy Seeley coming in as an official, who was a great wrestler himself and went on and wrestled in college as well. And it's going to be really good to kind of have a little bit of a reunion with him this evening.
You know, we bumped into him earlier in the week, and... if you guys are peers in age, you've aged a lot better than he has. He looks like he might have taken a few more knocks or got hit by more buses than you did.
Well, I don't know about that part of it, but, you know, it's I think wrestlers in general try to stay a little bit young, but some of them old wrestling injuries do creep up on all of us.
Well, he's got a couple of fake knees, Seeley does, and I think he was fighting the cold at the time there. We saw him at the hotel. I think he was just trying to get enough medicine in him that he can kind of get through Saturday night here.
Well, yeah. Hopefully he's feeling a little bit better. I know this is it's neat to just come back here and see this tournament, but there's so much wrestling going on over the 3 days, it'll wear you out just trying to keep up with it.
Speaking of wearing out, you know, you talked about a couple new knees for Seeley. How's your body holding up for you as you approach 50 years of age?
You know what? I've got an old back injury from college that bothers me. I've got a bad hip and I've got a bad shoulder. So other than those three things, I'm doing all right. So I can still walk around anyway.
Well, I can tell you, as a victim of wrestling injuries that turned into a 48-year-old neck surgery, they've got good medicine now, and these surgeons can do some pretty good work. And I say sooner better than later if you need to go under the knife, sooner better than later, because it's two or three days after I had my neck surgery, it was way better.
Yeah, that's what everybody tells me. Everybody says don't keep putting it off. So I think it's probably this year might be the year I have to actually look at getting a couple things fixed.
Well, good luck with that. And they've got some excellent medical care out there in California. Tell us about your place out there and what you're involved in your livelihood here.
I have it's a construction business. We do a lot of stuff in the maintenance department for a lot of commercial companies and residential companies alike. And it keeps me very busy out there. There's a whole lot of people in Southern California where I live, and sometimes maybe a little few too many people. But it was tough to leave that 70-degree weather to come back to the 20-degree weather and the snow. So that part of it's pretty nice. I really, really do like that part of it. I enjoy the fact that, we can get out and enjoy the nice weather year-round. I ride motorcycles, so I can do that year-round. And I miss the people in Iowa, but I don't ever miss winter, I'll tell you that.
A guy I work with said one time if he won the lottery, he said, I will never be cold again if I win that lottery. So that's all good. All right, we're going to have Creston Orient Maxburg's Blake Sevier come out here for his seventh place match against Cooper Lawson from Webster City. That match is going to be brought to you by the fine folks at Motor Inn of Knoxville. And that's about the last one that we're going to look at here for just a little bit.
Let's just say thank you to Chad Zappel for coming in and joining us. I think he's got other things to tend to. We've kind of held him up quite long enough in here.
I really appreciate being here. We'll get to see you guys a little bit later today, but we've got to go on, and I'm going to spend a little bit of time with the family. I've got my niece Addie's got her birthday today, so we got to go have a little birthday cake here in a little while. Happy birthday, Addie.
Hey, Addie, that is great. And Chad, thank you so much for being so generous with your time. We have been honored up here to have interviewed Dan Gable, the governor of Iowa, a lot of the top guys in wrestling, and this has been one of the greatest interviews that we've ever been granted, and thank you very much. Congratulations, Chad Zappel, on your induction into the Iowa Wrestling Hall of Fame, and thank you so much for coming up here.
Thanks very much for having me up here, you guys.
All right, that's Chad Zappel, 2018 Iowa Wrestling Hall of Fame inductee. Great job there, Kevin Cochran, one of your friends and guys that you got to look up to. A guy like Chad Zappel, you know, good family man, working his butt off, making a living in California, and honoring us with his time here as he gets honored by the Iowa High School Wrestling Hall of Fame.
I almost consider it's like, you know, you always talk about your Melrose-Georgetown connection there with Albia. And, you know, most of the tough kids from Centerville in that era were Mystic boys. I mean, so that's kind of like the Melrose of, you know, Mystic of Centerville. We had the Mormons and all the Zapitals, and that's where I grew up in Mystic. And
it is Centerville community. It is Albia community. You know, Albia, it envelops basically the whole county with the exception of a little bit of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and a little bit of the Moravia School District. It's a county school, and you got Melrose kids running in there, LaVilla kids running in there, and back in the day, there were elementary schools there, and you knew who the kids from your hometown were.
Yeah, but no, what, great honor for Chad. And, you know, he's very humble guy, and he's exactly right, dead on, when he talked about getting kids involved in the sport and not, you know, pushing them out of the sport too much and getting too much. And but it's also nice to be active in other things and just have fun. I mean, that's what growing up's about, is
absolutely
having fun. But
okay, well, we've got the big boys out here now, and we're going to have Brendan Lunsford out here. He's going to be going up against, for seventh place points, he's going to be going up against Bishop Healing Catholic's Kobe Claiborne. And in the first period, it's a takedown for Lunsford and an escape for Claiborne. And we'll start the second period with Lunsford on the bottom. And he works a stand-up and gets loose, and that extends his lead to the score 3-1. 3-1, Lunsford from Fairfield.
It's a fifth and sixth place match.
That is a fifth and sixth place match. And I do definitely have the singlets correct, and it is Lunsford from Fairfield leading by the score of 3-1.
And it's a different singlet now than it was earlier.
It's a much different singlet. And I also took a little bit more of it. Folks, it happens so fast up here. There are eight mats going simultaneously, and the wrestlers are out there competing. And hey, we're rolling right into the 3A medal matches. The 106 pounders are out there, so 2A is completing their medal matches, and we're rolling right into the 3A matches immediately. No breaks here, no rest for the weary, no rest for the wicked. We won't have as many 3A matches to call for you here from the Sinclair Tractor broadcast booth on 96.7 at the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. These are the medal matches. It is a 3-1 lead for Fairfield's Brendan Lunsford over Kobe Claiborne from Bishop Harlan Catholic. And we go to the third period. Nope, we still got a few ticks left on the clock here in the second period. It's 3-1. And the stop in the action is 4. Must just call it a stalemate there, Kevin. But Fairfield's Lunsford doing a good job on his feet, trying to get fifth place points.
I'm trying to see what this injury is here on mat number 6.
Mat 6 is, I don't know who that is even wrestling. Mat 6, they've taken it off the board.
Is it Central DeWitt Sabres?
It would have to
be. It is 2,400. I'll look
it'd be a 195-pound match. 195. Class 2A, and we'll look there and see who that is. It's the Sabres is the kid that is injured. Right now, Lunsford still on his feet with a 3-1 lead as we go to the third and final period. 285-pound fifth-place medal match. Class 2A, Brendan Lunsford for Fairfield leads, and looks like we're going to have a little break in the action for some blood time out here. It's Lunsford with the blood coming out of his nose. They're going to put a plug in there. This is the Monroe County Hospitals and Clinics blood timeout break, and there is no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehab services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where their therapists are trained to assess and treat sports injuries. They'll help you get back in the game. Visit mchalbia.com the Monroe County Hospitals and Clinics blood timeout review. Okay, they got the blood stopped, and it will be Lunsford covering his Bishop Harlan Catholic opponent, Kobe Claiborne, to start this third period. A 3-1 lead for Fairfield.
And I think this injury is Nick Smith of Central DeWitt, and they are putting him on the stretcher. They do have him in a neck brace.
Yeah, I hate to see that, and I tell you what, they do so much to prevent injuries here, not just at this tournament, but at all the high school wrestling venues. Their officials are trained specifically for anything that's potentially dangerous, and we've had a very, very few injuries here in this tournament. All right. Hey, we are joined now by another Zapital. It's Travis Zapital. I'm going to turn the mic over to him, and he will bring you the conclusion of this Lunsford versus Bishop Heelan match. It's Fairfield leading that one. It's an escape for Bishop Harlan, and that makes the score 3-2. So Kobe Claiborne now is within one. 3-2 is the score, and it is Lunsford from Fairfield on top. Hey, T-Zap, welcome to the broadcast booth. We had a ton of fun with your cousin.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Glad I could finally get up here. I had some stuff going on this morning and work things and not feeling the greatest, but I'm glad to be here and got to listen to you guys interview Chad on the way up here, and he sure sounds like he's enjoying being back in Iowa for this great honor. So,
yeah, besides the cold weather, he said.
Yeah.
He said people were complaining out in California. It was the winter temperatures were here, and he said it was in the 60s.
Yeah, no kidding. It looks to me, though, we got Lunsford from Fairfield out in front right now over Kobe Claiborne, Bishop Catholic, 3-2 the score. Time's going to expire. Lunsford's going to get the win there.
Yeah, he's going to get the win, finish in fifth place for Fairfield. We do have 1A, or I'm sorry, it would be 3A finalists coming out here right now, but we still have this young man injured as they're trying to get him braced here to get him off. I'm not sure exactly what went wrong, but I'm sure we'll hear the cheers as he gets carted off.
I got to say, though, Kevin, I've never really got to listen to this broadcast until this morning, listening to you guys. You guys done a fantastic job this morning. Fantastic job. Russ, great job on the interviews. It's a little bit different when you don't get to actually listen to the broadcast, you know, when you're part of the broadcast, and then when you get to listen to it. Boy, great job this morning, guys.
Well, you know, and this is day three here of the Iowa State Tournament, and, well, this is a grind. I mean, you know, 12 hours and 12 hours, and we're going to be here until the wee hours of the night tonight. But, boy, it is a lot of fun, man. Get to talk about one of the favorite sports in the world here, one of the greatest tournaments, the premier high school event in the nation, the Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament. And we are underway here in Class 3A. Medal round. We'll be paying special attention to Joey Mitchell when he comes out, and he'll be wrestling for fifth and sixth.
Kevin, I got to tell you, you need to do what I did. I negotiated a day off in my contract with Joe. I said, I'm not going to be able to work 3 days in a row, and my agent got that done. I got Friday off. So you need to look into that next year. Maybe you can negotiate a day off for yourself.
Russ comes in first time helping us with this broadcast, and now he's got an agent. He's got to negotiate his contract. What's going on here?
Well, that's why we're the amateurs. I mean, that's why it's reality radio. I took Thursday and Friday off, and normally I get to come up here Thursday after school. So really, it's like a 2.25 day for me because I got to teach that on Thursday. But I took both days off, and I didn't even realize Jason Summers was going to be gone. So it's worked out really well. But yeah, this is a lot of talking.
The only thing I didn't negotiate, I didn't get invited to the hot tub party at your house last night that was going on. I didn't get the invite to that. That would have made the perfect weekend.
Now I know how like Courtney feels after a Friday night of talking to the girls.
What do you know what happened down here on mat number 6? Did you get a chance to see?
No, I didn't get a chance to see. All we did was watch it when it was stopped, and hopefully they're just taking him off for precautionary reasons. If we do get any update on anything, we will let everyone know. But you just hate to see him. That's the second one we've seen carted off. And they got him strapped down. But I believe it was that Smith from Central DeWitt, 195-pounder at 220.
We got 106-pounders coming out here on the mat now. These are third-place matches, Kevin. Mat number four.
Mat number six, fifth place match
at 120.
Thomas Edwards, Johnston,
Carter Lowe. Got a text in coming in. Says, I remember watching Kevin Cochran, Troy Seeley, Chad Zaptal, Mark Mormon back in the day and always looked up to them guys. Chad was probably the best wrestler I ever watched in person. I still brag on him to this day. And I can tell you right now, I wrestled with him. Not every day, because I tried to get away from him some days in practice, but I even had to wrestle in competition with him. When I would wrestle JV, I'd run into him in the varsity finals match or whatever. And even to this day, when he was in here, I still would not want to mess with Chad Zaptal.
You know, I wasn't here for the interview part, and Chad in here talking, but something that I really remember, you know, Chad and I being cousins, when Chad wrestled in high school, I was obviously quite a few years younger than you guys, Kevin, but coming and watching him wrestle at Vets Auditorium, and then we followed them guys all over the country, the University of Iowa, went to several dual meets, and that's really something that I really enjoyed as a kid, is being able to watch those guys and travel and be a part of that and cheering on not only Chad but all the wrestlers. But by far, you know, Chad was always my favorite wrestler.
Well, you know what? Maybe it's a little bit. I just take it to heart though when you get to wrestle with those guys coming up, and I still look at his path to his state championships right here. Well, not in Wells, but at Veterans Memorial Auditorium, and the path that he had to go through to achieve his two state championships and who he lost to, I think is unparalleled to anybody else. And but I do have a shout out here. It says, I want to send out a congrats to the Hall of Fame inductees, Chad Zaptal. I was assistant coach when Centerville won state championship in 1988. TJ Seabolt got a referee TJ Seabolt's championship match as a four-time state champion. He got Troy Seeley started as an official, and it's been great to know all of these young men. He said, you guys do a wonderful job announcing on the radio. Keep everybody informed. He said, you guys are Hall of Famers in my book, and thank you to the Hall of Famer, Glenn Wood.
Hey,
he
Glenn.
Says, P.S., don't take it out on the officials so hard. Remember, there is a shortage. Well, Glenn, you know what I can remember from you? Hey, only two coaches in a corner. That's all you can have, two coaches in the corner. And you mandated it, and I loved it.
Got to see Glenn down here on the floor earlier this week. Got to talk to Glenn. He's always fun to talk to and visit with. And thank you, too, Glenn, for all the hard work you've put into the sport and being a great ambassador for the sport.
Yeah, no, I remember him. He was a coach when I was in high school there a little bit. Him and Russ Miller and Mike Kolepnik done a fantastic job. That's when we were talking. We had some tough teams. Just had a lot of depth. You know, you'd have 50, 60 kids out, and you'd be in the room, and you'd be just rolling right into one another. There were so many people in that little mezzanine that we had.
I want to thank Glenn for shouting out on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. That's 641-799-1437. But, hey, Glenn, we love the officials. And we even brought one into our fold last year, and we hope to have him back next year. Pretty boy Ron Terpstra. He's on a beach somewhere. But we want to thank him very, very much for sending us the pictures of him having all the fun that he's having. And Ron, if you're out there listening on that Thunderbolt app on www.kiicradio.com, keep those cards and letters coming. We can take more pictures of the fun that you're having. Thanks for joining us on our big World Wide Web footprint, Ron Terpstra.
You know, I do kind of miss, though, giving Ron a hard time. He's so much fun to give a hard time to.
Well, because he takes it well and he gives it right back. is what he does majority of the time. But we're going to be waiting for Joey Mitchell, 182 pounds, come out, going to be wrestling for fifth and sixth place. He's had a good state tournament.
What's the future of Atumwa looking like, Kevin?
You know, they've got a good good group of younger kids coming up. That I think it's going to be, you know, I'm not sure if they'll ever turn into a Southeast Polk or a Waukee type program, but the key is just keeping those kids out. And you got to have success in order to build on success. And so, you know, they've done pretty well over the last few years. They just had a couple heartbreakers at districts, only to send one when I personally, you know, we thought three was going to be the number they would have up here.
And I, speaking of Atumwa, I really miss watching Isaiah Cox wrestle. Where did Isaiah end up going?
Isaiah is at Iowa Lakes and is wrestling 184 pounds. Got sixth place last year, I think, at Nationals, and at one point was ranked number one this year. Now I think he has dropped a little bit, but I look forward to following him.
He's such an athlete.
Oh, just such a great young man. Such a great athlete. Young man. And I'm curious to see where he's going to take his career once his 2 years at Iowa Lakes is over.
Do you see, what are you seeing for numbers as far as the Atumwa, you know, are they getting several numbers in the room, or what's their little kids program looking like?
You know, the little kids, I think I was talking to Coach Fruit, they said they had 14 qualify for the AAU state, which is a good number. And that's kind of the key. The key element is you got to keep those kids, you got to keep them there. You know, even in Atumwa, you get some kids that are either going to, maybe they go to Cardinal, maybe they go to Pekin, maybe they go to Eddyville. So you get that variance of people, and it's just have a consistency. But it's been nice with Coach Griffiths. He's got a young boy that's in the program, and you've got to have that consistency versus a lot of turnover in the youth program, and you got to have somebody that's passionate about it.
You know, and it takes me back to part of that conversation that you guys was having with Chad, you know, with these little kids. And you know what, Chad mentioned that, you know, you see these little kids getting 40, 50, 60 matches and getting burnt out. Do you see that becoming a better issue, you know, with maybe some parents are starting to realize that, you know, we are pushing these young wrestlers too hard. Maybe we need to back them off a little bit. What do you see with that?
I think that's a great question. And
I know that I've seen it in Albia. I've got some friends of mine that have young kids, and they've decided not to push their boys into wrestling. You know, if they want to wrestle, great. Take them to a tournament or two a year, you know. But then if they get to junior high level and then they want to really concentrate on wrestling, then they'll start pushing them, they said. But well, what do you see in that?
I completely agree with kind of what Chad said, you know, about what wrestling does for you as a person and how it builds your character and all those things. But I'm also a firm believer of what he said about, you know, you got to have fun. There is life after wrestling, you know. So my son even wrestled for a little bit when he was younger. And then there was finally, I remember it, we took him and he's crying out there on a mat. And he's pinning the kid. He's on top and he's crying. And I just pulled him off and I said, all right, we're done until you tell me
sure
that you're ready to go.
I like seeing him play golf anyway.
And he's never wrestled since.
Yep.
And yeah, he's a golfer. So yeah, I can't complain about that. It's that's one of the great things I get to experience, especially during the summer. We get to play a lot of golf together and talk about things, and that's something that we'll be able to do.
A career in golf is probably not going to lead to neck surgeries, shoulder surgeries,
knee surgeries. Hip replacements, knee replacements.
Maybe some back problems, but probably not the issues that you get with the.
And it probably pays better.
Probably does. Matter of fact, I would almost guarantee that it pays better.
So, no, I'm excited because that's what, to me, the state tournament is. Once this tournament's over, it's time to hit the golf course. And, yeah, I'm getting anxious, getting excited.
Well, Joey Mitchell from Atumwa will be coming out here pretty quick. We're working our way up through 132 pounds here in Class 3A in the medal rounds.
This round takes a little bit longer. We have 7th and 8th place, fifth and sixth, third and fourth. So there's three matches on every weight class.
And Mitchell's going for?
It's going for fifth and sixth.
Fifth and sixth. Okay.
So you got Kobe Pritchard over there from Southeast Polk. Looked like he's in commanding lead of his match by a score of 11-2.
Another inspirational story there. Kobe
Another
Pritchard.
Very inspirational story. We've called that name a lot throughout the years.
You know, the kid obviously, you know, only has one leg, but he's obviously not let that adversity get him down.
That's a fact. I mean, yeah, he's been here every year, and I think is probably still going to be disappointed for getting third. He was looking, but he ran into Kyle Biscoglia of Waukee, the number one ranked wrestler.
Yeah, Pritchard's out in front now, 11-2. At 120 pounds here with a minute 30 left to go in the third period. It's down on mat number two. He's going to get reversed by his opponent, Zachary Thompson.
Hey, we just had a text come in. Says, ask T-Zap what Chad Zappel is up to. Do you know exactly what he talked earlier about? He does mechanical construction.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate on?
You know, as far as I know, he's got kind of a maintenance type business where they supply people to go in and do the different maintenance aspects of his business. Not 100% sure, but
I know he has stayed active and with wrestling out there and has had a club and stuff, but I think he just kind of enjoys himself, and he's right. He likes to ride his motorcycle, and
yep, you know, got married here a couple years ago. His wife Stephanie and him, and they spend a lot of time with their fur babies. They got three or four dogs. I know that they spend a lot of time with.
So 145 pounds here in the Class 3A. We still need to bring you the Class 1A following this match, and then we'll take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to have the finals of all weight classes, which will be broadcast.
25 seconds left to go here in Kobe Pritchard's match, third place match. He's out in front, 11-4. He's wrestling Zachary Thompson from Perry. Now Pritchard gets the escape. He's up 12-4. Thompson working a front headlock here. Time's going to run out. Kobe Pritchard will be your third place finisher. 120 pounds, 3A. Working our way right up through 145 pounds now. Remember, we'll have Joey Mitchell from Atumwa coming out here in a fifth and sixth place match.
This was so Chase wrestled right beside him in the finals in 1995, Jared Greiner. So, yeah, the Zapital family itself is just a rich tradition of wrestling. I know Chase was going to try to make it back for this induction tonight, but work has not allowed him to make it. So, Chase, if you're listening in, I know your whole family's thinking about you and wish he was here. I wish he was going to be on the golf trip with us this year, too, but I understand you can't make that either. He may have to get his priorities in line.
Yeah, who lets work get in the way of golf?
That is so true.
I try not to.
I'm going to have to step away and use the facilities over here. So I'm going to take this off. I'm going to turn it over to Sinclair for a second.
All right, everybody needs a break, don't they, Travis?
Absolutely.
All right, we are high above the mats in high fidelity. Travis, have we had a sponsor rundown lately?
No, we haven't. This fine broadcast could not be at all possible without our fine sponsors, and Sinclair Tractor sponsoring the broadcast booth. And we got a great list of sponsors, Joe, and we couldn't do it without them.
Absolutely. We want to thank Belzer Equipment in Albia, Bluff Creek Archery, Care Initiatives Oakwood Specialty Care, and Zapdos Spraying Service.
Also, American Family Insurance, Benton Place Apartments, Boyle and Henderson PC, Sheraton Valley Electric, and Quality Ag Service.
Also, Double D Repair, First Iowa State Bank, Harold Trailer Sales, Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling Company, and Penn Central Mall.
Wirtz's Concrete, United Country, Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate, Summers Car Credit, and People's State Bank.
Some of the great sponsors helping us bring this broadcast here live from Wells Fargo Arena, the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on KIIC 96.7.
You know, I've been doing this a long time, Joe, and the most important people on any broadcast, it's not the broadcasters, it's not the technicians, it's the sponsors, because you go, you guys, we get a lot of credit for what you do up here, and it's always appreciated when somebody tells you they enjoy listening to you and they enjoy your broadcast. But what's really important, I know, to Joe Millage and to people at the station is when they see the sponsors, to tell them thank you, because they are the backbone of what you're doing. They're the reason that you're able to be here, and you guys have been doing this for a number of years. I think it's second to none in the state of Iowa, your coverage of this Iowa high school wrestling, not just the state tournament, but from the time the sectional started on, and that's all made possible by those fine sponsors that you hear, and I know a lot of them are here year in and year out because they believe in what you're doing, and they believe in these kids and getting the coverage that these kids deserve. So it's important when you see those people, by all means, please tell them thanks.
And Russ, that's so true. That is so true, and all these sponsors, they're local, and you know, you hear it said so many times, shop local, keep Main Street alive. But even you look at you know, Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling Company, that's not Pepsi Cola out of Atlanta, Georgia, that's Mahaska Bottling Company right there in Oskaloosa. It is all local, and it is very, very personal to everybody that is our sponsor, and thank you so much for the sponsorship. And folks listening, if you're enjoying it, or even if you aren't, please endorse our sponsors with your patronage. Right now, we are Class 3A medal matches. We're winding up through the 138, 145-pound matches. Southeast Polk's Nathan Marchand is out there. He's in a 2-2 deadlock with Fort Dodge's Devin Ross. That might have a little bit of an impact on third-place points, but Fort Dodge has got the championship locked up. Also got Fort Dodge's Diamond Lochner on the mat. He's in a 0-0 tie just underway against Waverly Shell Rock's Dalton Woodard. And you're going to hear a lot of Fort Dodge in Class 3A, folks. They brought 13 wrestlers to the tournament, and I believe 10 of them are going to be medalists. So that's impressive.
That says a lot for their program, that's for sure.
It's their year. You know, it's kind of how neat how it ebbs and flows. The last few years, you know, Southeast Polk, and now you got Fort Dodge up there doing some dominating. It's fun how it ebbs and flows, but some things remain the same all the time. There are good programs that you can always count on for two or three wrestlers up here at state, and I would include Centerville and Albia as a couple of those in Class 2A.
Well, it helps build the program. Success breeds success, and it starts in the young kids. And you know, the young kids in a community like Fort Dodge, when those kids are 5, 6, 7 years old, you know who their heroes are. It's the kids in at the high school level. They're looking up to them, and when they have success, they want to do that. They want to come here and be a part of this. This is such an awesome atmosphere. It's always fun for me to see people that come here for the first time. When I came up on Thursday, C.J. Hash, a friend of mine from Centerville, came up, and he had never been to the Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament, and he was just blown away. He's not a wrestler by nature in his background, but he is now, and he plans to come back every year. I think his boys are getting into wrestling, and you just can't believe the atmosphere here. Is no doubt that it's a justified ranking, that it's one of the top 50 sporting events in the entire nation.
Second to none.
Yeah,
high school it's wrestling amazing. Second to none right here.
No doubt about it.
Iowa Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, we're going to be awaiting Joey Mitchell coming out for his medal match, and we got probably a couple minutes that we can send it back to the station to just pick us up on a couple of commercial announcements. And when we come back, we will have Ottumwa's very own Joey Mitchell on the mat competing for the Bulldogs. So don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back. Class 3A medal matches here live from Wells Fargo in Des Moines. It's the 2018 Wrestling Championships. Joe here for Travis, Kevin, Ross, Russ, and we'll be right back.
You're everywhere these days. So is your power. Nowadays, some of us take electricity for granted, but no matter where you go, you expect it to follow. And it does. It's there because your electric co-op is here. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Elbia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Elbia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Elbia Hy-Vee.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Call the Albia Brewing Company to dine in or carry out pizzas made from scratch. Try the Brew House, Mediterranean White, or the Vegetarian Pizza. Call 932-4085.
Hi, it's Ryan Ammons with United Country Real Estate, and I'm excited to announce we've moved to our new location, 1010 South Clinton Street in Albia, Iowa. We'd be happy for you to stop into our new home and assist you in finding your new home or next farm. We want to encourage all our athletes to do your best, and you'll find success.
Contact Wirtz's Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Wirtz's Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Wirtz's Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Wirtz's Concrete at 641-799-5586.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina horse feed today.
This is Brent Yeager, store director at your Elbia Hy-Vee. We're proud to support Elbia Athletics and other school events and activities. We know today's youth are tomorrow's leaders. Go Big Blue, and let's bag a victory at your Elbia Hy-Vee.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Sheraton Valley Electric is committed to providing member customers with safe, reliable, cost-effective, and environmentally responsible electric services. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op values renewable energy sources as important options for meeting our members' energy needs. Brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy partner.
Don't get hit by a ton of bricks this tax season. Let Boylan Henderson help you file your personal or business returns. We offer tax preparation and full-service payroll and bookkeeping services with offices located in Albia and Oskaloosa. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 at Boylan Henderson to see how they can help you.
Introducing the all-new 2018 John Deere Gator. With the first-ever factory-installed cab with heat and air, this new Gator can take you anywhere you want to go. And with more fuel efficiency, a larger fuel tank, and faster speeds, you'll go further faster. Tame this beast now at your local Sinclair Tractor and see why nothing runs like a deer. Visit SinclairTractor.com for details. That's SinclairTractor.com for details. Eastern Iowa Tire in Centerville is proud to support our area wrestlers. Wrestle hard, plant hard with Farm Hard Rewards from Firestone Ag. Right now, get $100 off all eligible radial and bias tires. And don't forget to join Eastern Iowa Tire and Davis County Tire for their Farmer Appreciation Event coming up March 16th in Centerville. Eastern Iowa Tire is new and now expanded to Centerville. and their mechanics will do more than just tires. See them right across the street from your Centerville Hy-Vee.
Contact Wirtjes Concrete for all of your concrete jobs, from a patio to a driveway to a basement. Wirtjes Concrete can help you with all of it. Call Wirtjes Concrete today at 641-799-5586. That's Wirtjes Concrete at 641-799-5586.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina horse feed today.
Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa is here to offer you some great deals on wheels with our own in-house financing and with low interest and terms to fit your budget, and all vehicles paid off in less than 2 years. That's right, less than 2 years. And you may have your vehicle checked out by your own mechanic before you buy it. So stop in and see me, Jimmy, here at Summers Car Credit Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Deals on wheels.
Let's go back Matt's side on KIIC. Here's your pinning combination, Joe, Kevin, and Travis.
And we are back at Wells Fargo Arena, 96.7 live coverage here of the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We are working our way through the Class 3A medal matches. Wrestlers here are wrestling for either third place, for fifth place, or for seventh place points for their schools. And tonight in the evening session, we will bring you the championships. The guys going for first and second here at Wells Fargo Arena. And Coach Kevin Cochran, just a few moments here, we'll have Joy Mitchell coming out for the Ottumwa Bulldogs. And he's got a tough assignment, but he's up here going to stand on the award stand and get a medal.
Yep, going to be going for fifth and sixth. I think Russ said he looked pretty disappointed coming off that match, so I hope he's regrouped himself, come back here ready to go and end his career with a win and stand on the podium for fifth place. But I just had another text come in. I need to clarify. Jared Greiner, I think I read your text wrong. He wanted to know what Chase Zapital was doing nowadays versus Chad. And Chase, I don't know exactly the company that he works for. He's like a vice president of some pharmaceutical company. I know he's got his pharmacy degree and travels all over the world to a lot of different areas, and that's what is preventing him from coming here. And you know, when I talk to Chase, I run into him a couple times a year, and he's constantly New York, San Francisco, all over. So he does a lot of travel for work, lives up around in Long Beach, Michigan City, Indiana, right up there, about an hour outside of Chicago is where he lives. And married.
You sure do
see. Is he married? He's not married, but he's got a long time live-in.
Well, you sure do see a lot of people that have success in life after being wrestlers. It is definitely something that adds character to a young man, and high school wrestling is just such a great thing that a young man can do, and that a parent would let a young man do. It's a very, very good thing. Third-place match is being contested right now in Class 3A at 160 pounds. Ankeny Centennial's Logan Nels trails Zane Mulder from Dallas Center Grimes. The score there is 3-0, 160 pounds. Third-place points at 170 are going to be awarded to either Colin Hushagen from Southeast Polk or Grant Stotts from Valley of West Des Moines. And that match there is just getting underway. That is Class 3A, 170 pounds. And a couple of more matches at 152 pounds going for third place points. It's Lance Runyon from Southeast Polk in the third period. And he is going to be the winner of third place points there. He defeats Grant Stotts from Valley West Des Moines. The score there is 3-1. So congratulations there to Southeast Polk's Lance Runyon. Some of the folks listening in our 96.7 footprint might remember him from the days when he was with Indianola. So a couple of Indianola wrestlers up here. Fort Dodge has got a fifth-place match going, 160 pounds. Levi Egli, he leads 6-2 over Dubuque Hempstead's Alex Ward. So that Fort Dodge Dodger team, they ran away with it. I don't even know what the team score is now, but they've got 60 or 70 points clear of second place, don't they?
No, it's actually tighter than you would think here in Class 3A, but I guess I could give us some team results since we are...
we're waiting on Joey Mitchell at 182 pounds, and he should be coming out momentarily.
But we're through 2A, so the 2A score should be updated all the way through until the finals.